As we go to air, a Mass for Rome's university students is underway in St. Peter's Basilica. Chris Altieri has a closer look at this year's liturgy, which is part of a traditional Christmas preparations for Roman students.
Each year during Advent, the students of Rome's institutions of higher learning gather for a Mass in St. Peter's Basilica in preparation for Christmas. Rome's first university, La Sapienza, has more than 100,000 students in 21 faculties spread over several campuses throughout the city, and is only one of the city's dozens of institutions of higher learning. Rome has been a seat of learning institutions since ancient times, and the international character of the city's student population continues to be one of its great strengths, of which the annual liturgy is a celebration, as the director of university pastoral ministry for the Rome Vicariate, Monsignor Lorenzo Liuzzi, explains. Monsignor Liuzzi says the Mass is a centerpiece of student life, a much-anticipated encounter among students from all Rome's academic communities, all of which are continually enriched by the growing presence of international students. Roman university students especially venerate Mary, Sedis Sapientiae, and each year at the Advent Mass, an icon of the Virgin Seat of Wisdom is present. This year, the icon passes from an Albanian delegation to the Roman students, who in turn entrust it to a group of Romanian students come specially for the occasion. The presence of Romanian university students is a particularly significant sign of fraternity in light of recent strained relations among Romans and Romanian immigrants, resulting from a series of violent crimes allegedly perpetrated by Romanians, to which some Romans reacted by forming vigilante squads. Monsignor Liuzzi says the encounter is, by a special act of divine providence, a powerful moment of communion and cooperation among those experiencing Roman and Romanian university life, a way of reinforcing the bonds of friendship among the peoples of Italy and Romania, which recently have been tried by episodes of violence and incomprehension. In the midst of the tensions, Pope Benedict expressed hope the relations will develop between the migrant and local populations in the spirit of that lofty moral civility, which is a fruit of the spiritual and cultural values proper to every people and country. The Holy Father reminded those in charge of security and the reception of migrants that they must make good use of suitable means in order to guarantee the rights and duties at the root of all true coexistence and encounters between peoples. I'm Chris Altieri.